Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the fourth day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 34 with showers. I mean, it's just same shit, different day, and it's been this way for too fucking long, in my opinion. Bad enough. Let's see what we're going to look at now. All right, you ready? Breaking news. The lobbyists for the Cattlemen and Pork Association in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month by Tom Rentz. See who sent this in. A reader. Here's a thread from Tom Rentz. Breaking news. The lobbyists for the Cattlemen and Pork Association in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccine in pigs and cows this month. We must support Missouri House Bill 1169. It is literally the only chance we have to prevent this. No one knows the impact of doing this, but we are all potentially facing the risk of being died suddenly if we don't stop this mRNA vaccine, Pfizer, Moderna, Truth, Trump, Biden, WEF, Bill Gates, CCP, AgHuff, Vigilant Fox, Naomi Wolf, PH, McAuliffe, MD, Perry Corey, PH McAuliffe, and oh, we did that, and okay, and they did it twice. RW Malone, MD, Jen Flynn, Milk Show, Representative MTG, Rand Paul, Johnson, Wisconsin, Governor Ron DeSantis, Joe Regan and Tucker Carlson, Senator Bob Hall, Doug Billings and Kim .com. So they're gonna fucking this is forced vaccination, people. Here it comes. You want to fucking eat? They're gonna force them to fucking put it in the goddamn cows and the goddamn pigs. Hey, fuck you. Tell me what you. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. We're all dying. And they've sent 3 million or more fucking goddamn Typhoid Marys out across this country. And you may think you fucking have not fucking taken the shot. You have probably haven't if you're part of us. You haven't taken the shot. That don't mean they ain't getting you. That don't mean they ain't killing you right fucking now. And that's the whole fucking idea. And they're laughing about it. They're laughing in our fucking cowardly ass faces. This is Tom Rentz. Okay, we did that. All right, this is edible vaccines. Ready? One day children may get immunized by munching on foods instead of enduring shots. More important, food vaccines might save millions who now die for lack of access to traditional inoculations. You mean the people who do not fucking want it? This is how you're going to try and fucking force it on us? I'll tell you what, it's just like tearing down the statues, guys. You know, when they was doing that bullshit. Some guy has to take the contract. Some guy has to say, yeah, for fucking so much money, I'll tear down that statue. Somebody has to say, for so much money, I'll put this fucking death shot into the goddamn meat fucking chain and into the pork, into the goddamn beef. And I'll take the fucking big bucks, man. And I'll help you kill people. That's the son of, he gets shot. Kill the motherfucker. If they're trying to kill us. They're not trying. They're fucking doing it. They're wiping us fucking out, and we ain't even lifting the goddamn finger to stop them. Please share. Ask your state elected officials to sponsor. There's a whole bunch here, more, but I need glasses to read. I don't know what the hell that says. Please share. Ask your state elected officials to sponsor a similar bill. Call the lobby organization listed on the document. Yeah, fuck you. You know what? All these motherfuckers shit to the same hole. Hey, Tom Wrench, you ignorant motherfucker. There's only one way out of this. Why won't you put the goddamn Bill of Rights on your fucking site, buddy? Why don't you show where the fucking authority in this country lies? Why don't you challenge the people to stand up under the fucking law that they created and put these motherfuckers down? Why won't you do it? Because you make a fucking mint. That's why, Mr. Incorporated motherfucker. That's why you got such a big fucking site. That's why you're not censored like fucking the trenches. That's why you're not censored like any site that would try to do what the trenches does. You son of a bitch. You're one of them. You might as well be, go lobby. Yeah, go write a letter to your fucking senator, people. You guys know how that fucking works, don't you? You know how fucking effective that has been in the past. Let me see here. I can go back like it was supposed to. Hang on. I'm sure they got some little fuck going on in my fucking computer. It's what they do for a fucking living. These motherfucking scum sucking you. I mean, turn your fucking goddamn internet. We just lost our goddamn. That's not happened in fucking months and months that the Sam broadcaster has gone down. But here we go. Fucking, we're playing the fucking game. Okay, now we got to get back to this. Okay. Oh, here, this is a wonderful one. Senate Bill 686 gives WEF full control over America, gives citizens 20 years in prison for dissent. You know what? I like the way Ed answered this. I'm dissenting right now. I'm going to dissent, you motherfuckers. Come and fucking do it. This old fucking, look at it. If you go to the site, you can look at this old fucking piece of fucking human shit. Got 2 days left with one foot on the banana peel and the other in the grave. You fucking old cocksucker. Why don't you come to my fucking house and do your fucking deed? Hire your fucking mercenaries. We'll see if that fucking paycheck is worth their fucking lives. We'll gun them fucking down. You try violating our fucking law, we will wipe your fucking ass off this planet. And we're taking back everything you stolen, you miserable son of a bitches. You will not rule this fucking planet. You will not rule this fucking planet. Dissent from Goliath. I'd like to play this. I mean, that's what we were going to do this week. That's what we tried to do this weekend. We're going to put a... Chris said that the tower has a slant six in it. He was going to put a V8 in it so that I could play these and we could talk about them. But, of course, being in the Klamath Falls, which is doubled in size every fucking year, it's doubling in size right now. There's so many motherfucking people, scum, fucking psychopaths and shit on our fucking, on the streets of Klamath Falls, but you can't get nothing. If you want anything, you got to fucking order it. So we have it ordered, but it's not here with us now. Ukraine's border. Okay, let's see here. I'll read about fire. Philippines announces locations for four new U.S. bases by David DeCamp. They'll need these. See, when they go to torture fucking people, that's what they do. They put up bases in places like Syria, places like Poland, and then they have their fucking, you know, Abu Ghraib style fucking goddamn torture fucking chambers. And this is where they put them in foreign fucking countries. Because you don't have any rights in that foreign fucking country when they kidnap your fucking ass and take you over there. Let's see what this has to say. The Philippines on Monday announced the location of four military bases that the U.S. will now have access to under a deal Washington and Manila signed in February. Come on. Three of the Philippine bases will be located in northern Philippine provinces, a move that angers China since they can be used as staging grounds. Throw this fucking shit. You know, I'm sick of your fucking scare tactics. They're not scaring me. In fact, after this, we're going to go to the article I wanted to start with yesterday, that goddamn, I can't think of the son of a bitch's name, Mike Adams. That little fucking punk bitch. I mean, he thinks he's crafty with fucking words. But hey, again, Mike, where in the fuck is the Bill of Rights on your front fucking page telling the people that they have the right to blow these motherfuckers out of their country? They do not have to accept anything from these son of a bitches. In fact, these son of a bitches need to give back our gold and our silver, and they need to be hung by the neck until they are fucking dead for international espionage, for international fucking crimes against humanity. You fucking name it. International pedophilia.
Mike Adams, Henry, he's from the tree of old Drew Alex Jones.
Goddamn right he is, son of a bitch. You know what? I don't give a fuck about China. China ain't a threat to me right now. It's this goddamn fucking occupation. It's the fact that they're pumping thousands more of these motherfucking foreigners into our country. It's the fact they already have armies from fucking goddamn Afghanistan behind our fucking lines. Are we going to fight? Is anybody going to fucking fight? Fuck China and Taiwan. The U.S. will be granted access to the Lalo Airport and the naval base, Camilo Oasis, Osseous, I guess it is, which are both located in the northern Cajun province. Fucking this world shit that they got us into. We were a sovereign fucking country. We were the richest country on planet. We're the best fucking freest fucking country, even though we were still under the admiralty, and they were fucking us out of our rights. I mean, goddamn, at least we had fucking some kind of happiness in our lives. Everybody's fucking miserable, except the filthy fucking rich, because they're the one doing the reset to suit them. You need to fucking bow at the feet of some son of a bitch that couldn't whip your ass if he had a fucking goddamn sword and you had a fucking pocket knife. You see these fucking punk motherfuckers, they've been pushed down on the playground all their fucking lives. And now they can pay some fucking goon in a fucking goddamn union, a goddamn mercenary, to come up and be their balls. Well, your balls ain't going to cut it, motherfucker. Your balls will be fucking removed. And when they're fucking removed, we're not going to be nice about it. And you are going to hang. The military will also be able to expand a Palawan, an island province in the South China Sea, disputed waters that are a major source of tension between the United States and China. The U.S. will be granted access to Balabac Island, the southern island of Palawan. I mean, see how all of our fucking news that we can get is fucking, it's somewhere else. This ain't the fucking United. Get the fuck out of the United States. Seal the fuck. Somebody's tapping on something. Please stop. Stop. Fuck off. Find out who you are. I'll fucking shut you off. Where's my goddamn icons? Everybody is fucking muted and still don't. Oh, there's somebody. Do you people hear that? Who's doing that? You cowardly cocksucker, show your face. You motherfucking punk bitch. I'll tell you what, I can't find this, but I'll send this to somebody who can. They'll track your ass to your fucking house and you'll have a fucking surprise coming to you, son of a bitch. Where were we here? The new locations on top of five bases, the U.S. currently has access to bringing the total number of bases. The U.S. can rotate forces through the Philippines to 9. I mean, these bases, they're going to be fucking for torture. This is where they're going to take you when they fucking arrest you without warrant. Under the fucking, what the hell, shit, it's been so long since I talked about it. RDM 6 and 10, 21 and 10, 22 of the national security, the money. What's the money one? I'm not going to think of it. But I mean, this is when Obama put in place, and this is what Trump allowed to stay in place. This is fucking blatant treason. But you fucking like this shit. You can have all of it you fucking want. Us old guys ain't going to be here for fucking ever, and you ain't going to have no fucking buddy to fucking stand and tell you the goddamn truth and try to save your fucking life, because you're proving yourself's not fucking worth saving. You're too fucking cowardly. You are not of the ilk of the fucking Americans that fucking took this goddamn country. You're weak. U.S. expansion is being done under the enhanced defense operation. I got everybody muted, by the way. If you want to unmute to talk, you have to do that. Defense Corporation Arrangement, a deal Washington and Manila signed in 2014 to give the U.S. Greater access to the Philippines and allow it to build military facilities. See, all over the world, this is empire building. This was never supposed to be an empire. This is supposed to be a country for the fucking people, for the American nationals. It belonged to us. It was our goddamn bastion of freedom. It was our fucking law. It was our fucking property. It has all been fucking taken through fucking fraud, duplicity, murder, you fucking name it. And we're taking it fucking back. Or some of us are going to take it fucking back. You fuckers who just go along with this shit, or you just go to protect your fucking money, or you fucking cooperate for fucking money. Your ass is, you'll either fucking be put up against the wall or you will be fucking goddamn hung by your fucking neck until you are fucking dead. We are sick of fucking living with the results of the fucking decisions of fucking retards. Retards without balls. We'll do it no more. I want to go to that one with Mike Adams if I can find it. That really was fucking bullshit.
Didn't he have a program on RT at one time?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to go back to another page, I think. Figure this out. Okay, give me a second here. I'm going to get it. I checked it down the stairs to make sure I could get it. Just let me go on through it. Oh, here we're coming to it. Here we are. Deep state elite or oligarchs running Washington, D.C. No shit, Mike. You are a fucking genius, dude. The first principle of being a patriot is refusing. What you do see, this is Mike Adams now, you little piece of shit. You little scumbag, little fucking propagandist. You got your pockets full. You got plenty of money, you motherfucker. The first principle of being a patriot. Don't you tell me what the first principle of being a patriot. You come show me that you're a patriot. Come stand in my fucking face, you little cocksucker. Being a patriot is refusing to follow a corrupt government by naturalnews.com. Kevin Hudges. Yeah, Kevin Hudges, fuck you too. The bottom line here is, listen to this shit. Natural News lawyer John Whitehead claimed Washington, D.C. is, quote, being run by the deep state. See, they like to use things like deep state. No, it's an international corporate mafia. It ain't just the United States. It's every fucking corporation, because there ain't no more countries left, around the whole fucking world. They're trying to kill the world population off. This is an attack on every fucking human being on this goddamn planet. So you can take that fucking goddamn deep state shit and shove it up your deep fucking ass, bitch. During his March 15th appearance at Brannon House Live, Washington, D.C. is run by approximately 580 billionaires who basically are so-called deep. No, it's not. You want that fucking deep state thing there. You want that son of a bitch. Would you in it with Q? Huh? You're going to go get goddamn Trumpy out of the fucking closet and give us some more fucking King of the Jews shit? You punk bitch. Why ain't you got the goddamn Bill of Rights on your fucking site, you son of a bitch? Why ain't you telling the people what their authority is, what their fucking duty is? Because you don't want it to happen. Because you're one of them. I guarantee you whatever he's running is incorporated. This is by Maria Earle, by the way, who sent this in. Appreciate it. And let's see here. We'll continue reading. Leave a comment. I don't want to leave a comment. Edit. I want to read. Continue reading. That's what I want to do. This is, oh, man. This is why I was steaming yesterday. Well, come on, you son of a bitch. All right, so we're ruled by a council of people, not the so-called Democrats or Republicans. No. My, who did that? Why are you doing that? You think how my tracker's a fucking track you down in about fucking 2 hours? I'll know exactly where you can go from fucking Seattle. You can go bounce it off a fucking goddamn up in fucking Alaska. You can go anywhere you want. I will find your fucking address, buddy. So we're ruled by a council of people, not the so-called Democrats or Republicans you see in Congress. Don't be fooled by that. There is this deep state. He pointed out to the House that the American people are being ruled by government officials. No, they're not government officials, Mike, and you know they're not fucking government officials. This is corp. A fucking ration. Nothing short. There's a difference, don't you know? And you do fucking know. This is what you call fucking milquetoast propaganda. This, so this son of a bitch is defeatism. Well, they're going to do this. Well, let them fucking try it. They've been pretty fucking brave so far, haven't they? Who's doing that? Put your cowardly voice on here and tell, oh, you motherfucker, you're getting hunted. I will have the trackers track you fucking down, you son of a bitch, and I'll give you some in return. He pointed out how the House out to house that the American people are being ruled by government officials who don't seem as really valuable assets except for money and control. According to him, the first principle of being a patriot is refusing to follow corrupt government. Oh, you mean like when they fucking take you and fucking force you to take a fucking shot? When they put it in the goddamn meat, you're going to not eat? Is that what you're going to do, Mikey? No, the first principle of being a goddamn Patriot is being ready to fucking fight for your goddamn freedom and liberty. It's knowing your Bill of Rights, knowing your authority, knowing these motherfuckers have no authority over you, knowing that they are the fucking enemy trying to destroy your fucking freedom and liberty so you'll be a one-world fucking goddamn slave citizen. That's what the fucking first fucking principle of being a patriot is, you son of a bitch. Thus, Americans ought to mistrust the government. No shit. The Federal Bureau of Investigation being first and foremost, as it is one of the most corrupt institutions in America, we won't get no argument out of me there. But they're all corrupt. It's all fucking corporation. And they're all a bunch, they're, none of them has any judicial authority over one fucking American national. None. But we just sit here, look at that fucking Bill of Rights. That's the highest law in the land. And it is our, not only our right, it is our fucking duty to enforce it. But you just sit there and fucking, I don't know, some of you probably won't even fucking read it. But every goddamn site calling themselves a goddamn patriot site should have that first fucking thing you see is that Bill of Rights. And everything that they can, like they put up this shit here, should be fucking showing the violations to that fucking document, to the authority of the people, and to the fucking corporations who intend to fucking enslave and subjugate us. Shouldn't it? I mean, if we're going to do it. But then again, you can't keep things fuzzy, because you got to keep things fuzzy if you're going to hijack a popular uprising, don't you? And what was that really all about? Wow, well, you know, it's just like that Lexington and Concord thing where the people had fought for fucking a month and a year and 3 months. And then the aristocrats, the same son of a bitches, they rose up against. Oh, they step in. It's not about your rights. That's what the people were fighting for, was their fucking rights, with no goddamn body telling them to do it but themselves. But then they step up. We'll make a new, we want to create a new country where we can be the oligarchs. And then when, of course, at York, after Yorktown, we have John Adams with his famous, let's declare a king. Let's have the king, Prince of Prussia come over here and rule us. We're not people that want to be ruled, you son of a bitches. You have destroyed our lives. Everything you've done to us was done to the American Indians when the fucking first Europeans came here. And it is fucking looked down like a trap. Oh, what a horrible, no good, rotten fucking thing to do. But now it's all right. Now it's all right to destroy people's cultures. If I was a fucking salamander in a fucking mud hole, you would take 1,000 acres around me to make sure that I got to live my natural life as a fucking salamander. But you fucking rip, tear. They talk about caring about this fucking earth and having to depopulate it. They're the fucking ones tearing it up. I watch them do it every fucking day. More money, more mammon, you mammon worship motherfuckers. You know, I don't believe in religion, but in some cases I wish it were true. I wish you had to suffer for every fucking dollar that you took in handing away your brethren's fucking guaranteed fucking rights under the Bill of Rights. Aside from the FBI, other agencies such as the National Security Agency and Central Intelligence Agency, all of these John F. Kennedy got rid of, remember? That executive order has never been rescinded. How come they're still there? I mean, do you realize that there's no fucking law in this country but that goddamn Bill of Rights? And the reason it seems like there is no law is because nobody's enforcing it. If all of us enforced it, I guarantee you there'd be law over fucking night. And it would be honest fucking law. It would be our autonomy. It would be our self-rule. We would be living, fucking get our wealth back. We'd be living like Saudi billionaires. That's how much they've stolen since they fucking put up their phony-ass fucking constitution that never fucking was. That's how much they've stolen, people. All along, I've told you, billions are going out. Billions are going out right fucking now, out the ports of your raw fucking resources to be fucking manufactured by slave fucking labor, brought back here, sold you as trinkets. Then they take that money and they could do some more. And this is how America is going to be taken by fucking goddamn pussies and fucking mammon worshipers. No fucking men left. Is there any men left out there with the fucking balls to shoot these motherfuckers? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trying to take me to task, cause I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies a lot. That's why I will not comply. Since back last March, I've had an achy, breaky heart like old Billy Ray Cyrus. Been catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. Now they're telling us we gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply.
Show what not compliant sounds like, bud!
Now listen, y'all, the only way to stop the violence is for us to break the silence right now. So if you tend to agree and you're pissed off like me, stand your ass up and scream it out loud. Then I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Yeah, I'm here to tell you people I will not comply. That's the gospel truth.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply, and I Will Not Comply. And there's a plenty who aren't going to comply. But this goddamn son of a bitch is amongst us, the fucking wussies, the wimps, the spineless, the ballless. You're the fucking problem. And by God, more of us will have to die to take care of this. But you motherfuckers are going to answer for your fucking treachery. Make no goddamn mistake about it. Okay, back to Mr. Mike Adams. Okay, where were we? Whitehead, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, mentioned the FBI has infiltrating groups, making trouble and getting people arrested for a long time now. He continued, it's really freaky how they like to go into groups, make them violent, anything to make them look like they are stupid or whatever in the media. They've done it since the 1950s, and they track everybody. You know what, Mike? There's a fucking cure for it. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. We don't have to. You know why they do this, Mikey? Because we fucking allow it because of assholes like you. You know that fucking Bill of Rights is the power in this country. It's the power of the fucking people. It is our goddamn fucking, it is our law that tells us to fucking secure our liberty and our freedom. Why don't you have it up there? Why won't you talk about the violations to that supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the people, unalienable fucking law? Why won't you say it? Aside from the FBI, other agencies such as the National Security Agency, we did that, okay. Two studies attest to deep state corruption. It ain't a fucking deep state. It's an international corporate mafia. This is just the fucking United States branch. Quit doing that, God damn it! You're fucking the broadcast up. Is that what you're trying to do? Whitehead mentioned one study done by a professor from Princeton University and Northwestern University about where money accumulated in America. The paper done by Princeton Martin Gillens and Northwestern's Benjamin Page eventually found the majority of Americans do not have a say over how the U.S. is run. No! These fucking guys, they've discovered uranium, people. How did they do that? How did they figure that out? Would they look out the fucking window? You finally look out after fucking how many years of this shit? You looked out the fucking window and seen it? God damn, you're a genius. If policymaking is dominated by powerful business organizations and a small number of affluent Americans, then Americans claims to being a democratic. No, we don't claim to be. Hey, you fucker, you know the difference between a democracy and a republic. That'll hang your ass right there. That one fucking sentence right there will hang your fucking ass because you are pushing. It ain't no democracy. Get that through your fucking head, you fucking. See, this is how you can tell these fucking milquetoast motherfucking propagandists. Democratic society, shove it up your fucking ass. I live a fucking autonomy as an individual, free, sovereign, national. It's a way better life. I think even old Georgie Washington said, democracies eventually destroy themselves. And boy, if it ain't happening. But this ain't no fucking democracy. You fucking claimed it as a democracy when you put in your fraudulent motherfucking goddamn legislation in 1871 and 78, trying to make this other than a fucking republic. So that you could make it a corporation, so you could own the people. I want to own the people. I want to own a human being. You fucking sick son of a bitch. Democratic society are seriously threatened by, they wrote. The Rutherford Institute president also cited another study by researchers from Southern Methodist University that looked at where psychopaths congregate in the United States. It ranked the 48th It ranked the 48 continental states and the District of Columbia by the degree of psychopathic personality traits discovered in their residents. As expected, the federal capital had the highest concentration of psychopaths in the country. Well, hell yes, but they're not. They're invaders. They have no authority. They're just a gang that can fuck that has stolen enough until they can pay fucking other gangs to try and force their will on us. But we're the biggest fucking gang. We're the biggest goddamn army to ever exist on this planet, and we're sitting here being punked. Punked! God, I used to be proud to be an American. Now I'm fucking disgusted. I'm disgusted at those who call themselves Americans. No fucking American would allow this shit. Given the two studies he cited, Whitehead said psychopaths are basically crazy people who care about themselves and nobody else, really. God damn, you guys are something. You're talking about people who don't care about nobody, anybody but themselves, their money, their wealth, and all that stuff. Well, that's about a bunch of the population, even that aren't in the top echelon, because there are people who have sold this fucking country out for fucking 30 or 40 fucking years and made fucking fortunes off this fucking misery the rest of us have had to live. And they're going to answer to you, because every stroke of the computer, every fucking email, everything is recorded. And we're going, and we got nothing to do once we take the country back and the gold back and hang the traitors, but look for more traitors until you know it gets to be about 70, like those. So you're in a fucking wheelchair or dead, and then we'll be rid of your fucking asses. And if any of you pop up incidentally between then and now, we'll just fucking hang your ass, you treasonous bastards. That's what we are promoting, and that's what we are being ruled by. Howes provided a silver lining, however. Oh, we got a silver lining from fucking Mikey, huh? Telling his guests that Americans are now waking up. They are? What are they waking up to, Mikey? Waking up to the truth that they are being oppressed by the government and elected officials. No, they're not our government, and no, they are not elected officials. They are selected fucking goddamn members of corporate fucking boards. This is an international corporate mafia. They have no fucking jurisdiction. It's just the people are too chicken shit to bitch slap them down. Don't call it their government. It ain't my government, Mikey. It's a Title 28, Definition 15. It's a goddamn, it's a fucking corporation. There are no countries left. It's all one big corporate conglomerate around the fucking world. It's them or us, motherfucker. And you need to have the goddamn Bill of Rights on your fucking site. Or don't call yourself a fucking patriot no fucking more, you piece of shit. Oppressed by their government and elected officials. No, they're not elected officials. They are selected officials. And they go from being in the goddamn world of the corporate crime syndicate straight into the goddamn fiduciary positions that are supposed to be fucking belong to we the people. And back and forth, like Steve Mnuchin, who should have been put up against the wall and shot and ended up being the goddamn, I couldn't believe that. The Treasury Secretary, the biggest thief of all. And Donald Trump said to everybody, oh, give him a chance. Hey, did we give him a chance? Hey, did you give your boy a chance, you fucking Trump tards? You want to give him another chance? Maybe he can build another arsenal and then some fucking communist can hand it over to a fucking Ukraine. Elected officials who don't care about them. No. We didn't notice that. The host of Worldview report on let's see, what the hell is that? Brigathon, Big Brightathon TV noted that people from different political affiliations learning the truth ultimately pose a danger to the deep state. Oh, do they? But you keep using that deep state. Shove that up your ass, Mikey. One fucking word at a time or somebody else is going to do it for you, you prick. It ain't no deep state. It's an international corporate mafia. It ain't just here in fucking America. It is around this fucking planet. It is empire fucking building. It is meant to build an empire in the Ukraine and then take the whole of the Ottoman Empire so that the fucking Jews, the fucking Zionists, the fucking scumbag type motherfuckers have a fucking huge enough arsenal to fucking force their goddamn communism and their slavery on we the people. That's what it is, Mike, and you know it. Why won't you put that Bill of Rights that gives us the right to fucking kill them and fucking to fucking wipe them out for what they are doing, for the violations of our law? Why won't you put our law up here, Mikey? Why won't you do it, you son of a bitch? Are you making bank? Anywho, what else we got here? We had the truck drivers recovering. I mean, a lot of city bus. I mean, people are dropping like fucking flies. The Great Water Reset. The UN and WEF are coming for your water now. Sustainable Development Water Dictates aim to achieve international agreed water-related goals by, this is by Cheryl K. Chumley, and it was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And hell yes, but you know what? That fucking water ain't yours. The air ain't yours, you motherfucking arrogant motherfuckers. Those are the basic necessities. The water's ours, so we'll dump fucking, we'll go strip mine and we'll put fucking goddamn mercury in it. We'll fucking, you, and we'll give you some, I mean, I've seen some water out of the Appalachians, and I'm telling you, this one's out of their faucet, and I wouldn't fucking let a dog drink it. And the people are dying of cancer like fucking nobody's fucking business. But you know what? Nobody's doing a goddamn thing about it. And these are just fucking, these are a handful of son of a bitches. That's what drives me insane. The United Nations plans to protect water that's used for bathing, water that's used for developments, water that's home to sea life, water that's used for transportation. So the up and coming controls would likely focus on residential limits. So they're going to come after my fucking water. My drinking, you know, it's to be until you fucking got to pay them for a drink of fucking water. This fucking planet. I mean, you have to have food, you have to have shelter, and you have to have water, and you got a goddamn right to live. You have a right to life. And no, son, you don't have to pay some fucking Jew, Zionist piece of shit, for that right to life. Your right is a right. And that's what people don't understand about their fucking rights. It's like doing that background check. That is a violation of your fucking right. Yet you do it because it's easier. It's easier than standing up to these son of a bitches, huh? You could get hurt doing that. Well, you wait and see what your progeny is going to have to deal with. I know you think, fuck you. You're letting it happen. They're walking all over your asses and they're laughing about it in your fucking face. Drink of water here. Give me a sec. Where were we at? Sea life, water that's used for transportation. And so up-and-coming controls would likely focus on residential limits to water. You know, the people. We need this for industry. We need this, I mean, for fucking, I guarantee you the rich are going to sell their fucking yachts on it. Usage and costly increases to access that water. On bans on agriculture usage, don't want to use it for that. And costly increases on farmers on strict controls. How are you going to control us, you son of a bitch? You know, to control somebody, you have to get control of them. We are fucking heavily armed. We are armed with every terrible implement of the soldier. You come in and bring your fucking control. It would take you 10,000 years to implement this the way you're doing it. Just to saying it and then do it a little bit and saying it back and off and you're like a fucking pussy you are. But then the fucking pussies in this country are kind of disgusting me too. Farmers on strict controls on the types of numbers of ships that can sail the seas. I wonder if they're going to tell them guys with the fucking yachts with the gold toilet seats and the fucking gold fucking water faucets that you're not going to be able to sell. It's polluting the ocean. I bet you they don't. Can sail the seas and rivers and channels and costly, increases for this form of transportation. Well, they don't care because they've taken all the fucking wealth and left us with none. So that means that we can do it and you can't. You want to bet? We outnumber your fucking ass, but goddamn, you want to go on a world basis. Why don't we just fucking slaughter these bastards? I don't fucking get it. They're nothing. As with carbon offsets, so we're going to have a fucking, like, it's water! One of the necessities of life, you try to get between people and water, and you will fucking die. Water crisis will demand trades of activities to offset the supposed pollution of the waterways. So you're going to have to do something else. You don't get to go fucking fishing. Whoops, I didn't want to do that. Sorry about that. I'm going to go over here. Okay, right there. So much for jet skiing. So much for fishing. Oh, you know, fishing, boy, that really tears the fucking, just pollutes the water. On the weekends with the family, it'll be too expensive and regulated. That's what they really want. They're going, I mean, there's this reset fucking shit. They want to go back to the feudal lords. They want to go back to, they want to have their own goddamn corporate fiefdoms where they tell you what you can do and what you can't. You know what, son of a bitches? This motherfucking country belongs to me. You may do what you do, but you will fucking fight me. You will fight every fucking American with a goddamn pair of balls. I don't know how many's out there, but there's a few. Maybe about 40 million. You ready to fight 40 million motherfuckers, you son of a bitches? You had better reset your fucking asses back to where you fucking were. You better restart the fucking computer, you goofy son of a bitches, because you're about to lose your fucking hair. Natural resources crisis, including for water and food, come within the top 10 biggest risks facing humanity in the coming decade. The World Economic Forum wrote, fuck the World Economic Forum. Fuck the world fucking anything. You have no jurisdiction inside this country. And the son of a bitch is going outside this country and pretending they can make laws with foreign kings, our fucking traitors who are going to the goddamn gallows. The World Economic Forum, as global warming continues. What fucking global warming? You talk about a barrage of fucking bullshit. I mean, throwing it against the fuck, forget about throwing it against the wall. This is a shot with a fucking cannon. How much will stick? None. It's a Teflon wall. Fuck off. Facing humanity in coming decade. The World Economic Forum wrote, as global warming continues to take effect, ordinary weather is becoming a thing of the past. No, there is fucking weather change, and it's caused by them 10 zillion fucking planes you have flying across the goddamn skies, dumping aluminum and barium and God knows what else on the fucking people and fucking destroying the fucking ozone. You sons of bitches, you think we can't fucking see you? They talk about man-made change. They're up there fucking doing it in fucking planes, and we're paying for it. We're paying for the destruction. So he says, look, it's getting warmer. We destroyed some more of the fucking ozone. And these rich fucks, you know, with their private goddamn rockets going up into space and shit. Every time a satellite's been launched, every time a goddamn rocket's been launched into space, space shuttle, the fucking Hubble telescope, all that. Every time one of those goes through the ozone, you know it burns a hole in the ozone. That's why it's getting hotter, because you're burning up the fucking ozone. Because you know it'll come back, and you can stay in your underground facility. I mean, I think these people are fucking, I think they're scared shitless, and I think they're desperate, because nothing will fucking fly. I mean, you try this goddamn United Nations bullshit of coming in and fucking forcing people to put that goddamn poison that they know is poison into their fucking livestock so that the fucking people are forced you to starve to death, or you fucking will be inoculated. Hey, you know what? How about boom? I'll eat you, you son of a bitch. Now I ain't inoculated because you're not, because you wouldn't have nothing to do with that shit because you know what the fuck it is, just like I know what the fuck it is. Murderers. You've murdered our people. I mean, how many of you out there have lost loved ones to these son of a bitches? Have you fucking sought revenge? Have you sought to kill the motherfuckers that killed your family? You're not Americans. I don't know where this concept of Americans having land of the free, home of the fucking brave. You're not fucking brave. You're brave if they draft your ass and take you overseas and point at a machine gun nest and tell you to charge. Well, you'll run right at that son of a bitch because you got a gun at your fucking back. And the sergeant will shoot you if you don't. But then when it comes, you're standing for the goddamn America, freedom, liberty, the right to own land, the right for normal human beings to be free and not the fucking property of another person, to live by their own will, to live by our autonomy. Paradise. Your two fucking chicken shits, or reach out and take it. Anyways, that's enough for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Till then, I mean, I mean, you trenchers, you people, I mean, some of the meanest motherfuckers out there, I know you're out there. I know you're fucking out there, and I know we're going to fucking fight. But the rest of you motherfuckers, you better take a look in the mirror and try to figure out what kind of fucking creature you are, because you are not a fucking American, you motherfuckers. That is the word from the trenches.